Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show that helps you become a better guitarist one week at a time. Now, today's episode was inspired by a message I received recently from someone named Glenn, who asked, "Hi Paul, is your school just for electric guitar, as I tend to practice mainly on acoustic?" And I thought this would be a great topic to discuss on the podcast. One, because I get this question a lot from students who are inquiring about Beginner Guitar Academy. And also, there's a lot of myths and old wives' tales around that you should be learning acoustic first. Acoustic, you start there, then you go on to electric. So we're going to unpack all that in this week's episode. We're going to go through what the difference between acoustic and electric guitars are when you're starting out, which one you should begin with, and how does Beginner Guitar Academy fit in with both acoustic and electric players. Now, before we dive into that, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news for you. And the first thing is, I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do an Academy show going through what was released in the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy. I give shout-outs to students that have hit their progress checks, level assessments. Also, shout-outs to students who have hit Guitarversaries. They've been, and this, we had quite a few actually in this month's Academy show. I go through what's coming up next month, as well as, again, what was released. So if you haven't had a chance to log in for a little while, check out the Academy show. I'll walk you through what you've missed and where you can find it, and also what is coming up in this month that you can watch out for. Another cool thing to make you guys aware of is over in the community, we have our club section. So each one of our five levels of Beginner Guitar Academy has a club. So you know who is on the level you are. You can engage in conversation. Everyone's in that same area or same boat, if you like. I've just this week added blogs to the clubs. Now, the blogs are going to be a way of me giving you more support, more resources for the different levels. So, for instance, a student asked me a question about Good Riddance, Time Your Life by Green Day. He was finding it quite difficult. So I recorded a video of me breaking down that riff, really in depth, going through the different techniques, going through how to practice it. And now I've put that in the new blog section for level three. So if you go to level three, if you're struggling at the riff, there's a video of me going through it. I also do a little practice checklist to help you learn it. If you are a level four student, I've done the same thing with Sweet China Mine, because that's a song we do at level four. It's a bit tricky. I break it down there as well, give you a little practice checklist. And this is going to be a place where you're going to find tips like that is going to be this new blog section. I've been looking for somewhere I can put in extra bits and pieces that don't necessarily fit in the kind of structured approach, but the extra little resources, extra little things to kind of help you guys out. So that's to be the place to find it in the future. So make sure you go and check out the blogs over in the club section. And finally, I just want to make you guys aware of what is coming up now in November. We've got some cool stuff. The first thing I'm doing on November 16th is what I'm naming a sip and strum. I've had a lot of students tell me lately that they know a few songs, but they don't know them well enough, or they haven't got any songs in their repertoire, which is strange because every class at Beginner Guitar has a song in it. But obviously, if you don't practice those songs, they just go. So the purpose of a sip and strum is you come along to the sip and strum. We're going to learn a single song. So one song, this sip and strum is going to be Zombie by the Cranberries. You might never have played it before. By the end of that session, you'll walk away and be able to play it. You understand it. I'll have broken down all the chords, the rhythms, the techniques you need. I'm also going to build it up. So if you have played that song before, you can come along. We'll talk about more advanced topics like the solo, the scales you're using, how you can improvise around it. More chat about tone, so how you can get the sound in your amp. More chat about dynamics, so you can take your performance to that next level. So this is going to be hopefully quite fun. It's going to be quite informal, and it's going to be at 8 p.m. GMT, 3 p.m. EST, and 12 p.m. PST on November the 16th, which is a Sunday. Now, there'll be emails coming out, guys. You've got the links, so you can join me online to go through this. But I think it's going to be quite fun, so make sure you put that date in your diary. The other date is November the 24th, where we have this month's live Q&A. That's going to be at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, and 1 p.m. PST, and that is on a Monday. Now, if you can't make the live Q&A, you can pre-submit your questions. I'll then answer them live, and then the session will be recorded. I'll put the recording into the Academy and the audio into the member-only podcast as well. Links will be going out for that as well, so you can join me live, and links to, so you can obviously pre-submit your questions. So some cool stuff coming this month, and I've got some other cool stuff as well, but I'll let you know when that is live on the site. So keep an eye on the forums, guys, in the announcement section, because there's some cool announcements coming your way soon. So now that is all the news out of the way, and sorry for non-Beginner Guitar Academy members, that was a lot of news to get through. But if you do like what you're hearing, you're thinking, oh man, they're doing some cool stuff at Beginner Guitar Academy, then you can obviously come and check us out. We have a 14-day trial for just $1. And if you join now, you'll be just in time for the Sip and Strum. And that'll be just $1 to come and hang out with me for an hour and learn that song. That is value for money. So come and check us out, beginnerguitarkeeper.com, and you can start your 2-week trial just for $1 today. Cool. So let's dive into this week's episode then. Electric or acoustic, which guitar should you learn on? So let's start with the basics. What's the real difference between the two? So an acoustic guitar is self-contained. You pick it up, you strum it, and sound comes out of it. It's as simple as that. Acoustic guitar is great in that respect. One disadvantage, I suppose, is it has a large body, because the body is kind of like the speaker. I always say to my students, think of like a cave. When you shout in a cave and you hear that echo, that's essentially what the sound is doing in that body of the guitar. But it is self-contained. You don't have to plug it in like you have to electric guitar. So you can pick up your guitar and you can go. You can take it to the beach. You can take it to your friend's barbecue. It's a grab-and-go instrument. An electric guitar, on the other hand, needs to be plugged into an amp to be heard properly. It's built, obviously, differently. Now, because it doesn't need to self-amplify, because you're going to plug it into a guitar amp, you normally have lighter strings, a slimmer neck, lower action. And the action, if you don't know what that word means, is the distance between the fingerboard and the strings. So when you have a high action, the strings are slightly higher above the neck or the fingerboard. When you have low action, the strings are closer. So why would you want to adjust that? So you want low action if you're playing fast, kind of shreddy music, because you don't want to exert so much force on the string to push it down. But perhaps if you're doing slide guitar, you want those strings a little bit higher up, because the slide's going to bang into strips of metal. So that's the reason why you'd want to change your action, why you don't always just want it low. There's certain styles, certain genres, even certain tunings and other things you can do, which will dictate a certain height of action. So right off the bat, electric guitars can feel more comfortable because of the things I just said, lighter strings, slimmer neck, can be easy to hold. It's smaller as well. While acoustics are a lot more straightforward because it is just, again, pick up and go. So both have their pros and cons, and let's talk about them in a bit more detail now then. So electric guitar pros, so easier to play. So the lighter strings, the lower action means less pressure is needed from your fingers. Smaller necks are greater for younger players or maybe people with smaller hands. And they're very versatile. So with different amps, different effects you can add in, you can play different styles of music. You can be a rock player, a blues, a pop, a metal. You name it, you get a pedal, you whack on your distortion, get it heavy, nice and grungy. You're playing grunge music, whack on some fuzz, you're off. Get some crunch, you can play some classic rock. So you can add all these different effects to play these different genres. But then there are some cons as well. So the biggest cons for electric guitar is you need extra gear. You need the amp, you need the cable. You might need some headphones if you've got people at home. You know, they might be trying to watch TV and you're rocking out, or perhaps you live in some apartments and you've got neighbors and you don't want to obviously be keeping them up all night, but you do want to be practicing. So you're going to need headphones. It can be a bit intimidating for a total beginner because there's a lot more to it. You search for an electric guitar, you're going to get amps come up, leads. You need this pedal, you need this, you need that. With an acoustic guitar, you just get that guitar. You know, beginner guitar, up might come, you know, like a Yamaha F310. Beautiful, I've got the guitar, I'm off to the races. Whereas again, with electric, you have all this other stuff, especially if you go down the rabbit hole of effects. That opens up a whole new world that can be quite intimidating. Now let's talk about some acoustic guitar pros then. So the biggest one is portable and it's simple. I keep saying it, I've said it a few times now, that is the biggest pro of an acoustic guitar. You just pick it up and you can play it anywhere. It's great for rhythm and strumming, so perfect for singer-songwriter stuff. So if you are at a barbecue, you're at a friend's birthday, you whip out the guitar, you can have a cool little sing-along. If you maybe Christmas, you know, Christmas is coming up now. You can play some Christmassy tunes, get the whole family singing. And I think it was Lee, one of our students beginning with Tarkin, actually did this and he put a video in the community last year. I think it was quite a wider family. They're all singing along, but I'm sure he said something to his daughter. They're doing like a duet together. And how cool is that? You know, literally just getting together, singing, playing. Music is a great thing to bring people together. It's a great activity to get everyone collaborating. Doesn't matter if you're not the best singer. Doesn't matter if you're not the best guitar player, if you just know a few chords, but if you can belt out, you know, a few songs, yeah, it's so fun, especially if you obviously on the eggnog and you've had a few sherries, then it all goes a lot smoother. So that's kind of one of the biggest reasons, pros for the acoustic guitar. So let's talk about some cons of the acoustic guitar. So heavier strings, higher action. It's tougher to play. It's always going to be tough to play unless you put lighter strings in it. Acoustics do tend to be harder to play. They have wider necks. They can feel more challenging. But then the space between the strings might be a little bit more than you get an electric guitar. Again, this does vary. Different models, different brands aren't always the same. And do you have different specifications? But I'm talking about just in general. Just in general, these things will be apparent when you pick up an acoustic and then compare it to electric. So both definitely have their challenges and both definitely have their advantages. But that leads us to the next big question. Which one should you learn on? So here's my honest answer. The best guitar to start on is the one that inspires you to play it. That obviously kind of makes sense. But again, you'd be surprised. People pick up an acoustic guitar when the style of music they want to play is classic rock. So they're playing the acoustic guitar and they're not getting that sound. Then looking at the bands they like, they're not holding acoustic guitars. So straight away, you're disconnected to the goal that you have in the first place. So that's a really important thing. So say you love acoustic singer-songwriters. You know, you're loving Ed Sheeran. You're a Swiftie. Or perhaps you like James Taylor. They're all acoustic players. So you're going to want an acoustic guitar to obviously play their stuff. On the other side of that, obviously, you might be more of a rock, blues or metal player. Perhaps your heroes are like Jimi Hendrix / Steve Ray Vaughan, you know, the guitar heroes. Then you're obviously going to want electric to emulate their playing styles, to play their biggest hits. I was playing Purple Haze the other day with a group. We're obviously doing electric. It's not going to work on acoustic. One of my students actually in that group, she has an acoustic guitar, and I said, well, go grab electric. That's going to get you obviously the sound. And we'll be doing it in, because we're getting ready for performance at the end of the year. We'll be using electric guitars on stage. So again, that's a prime example. To get his sound, you need to be using the equipment he uses. Again, maybe not his expensive guitar. I'm not telling you to go and get that, but I'm telling you electric guitar will get you a bit close to his sound rather than, you know, forking out a couple of million to get the guitar he used. So the key thing is to pick the guitar that's going to make you want to pick it up every day. That's the biggest win you can have straight away, is to pick the instrument that's going to inspire you to want to play it. Now, from a teaching perspective, I'll say this. At Beginner Guitar Academy, the first few levels of our program can be done on either acoustic or electric. We're learning the same essential skills. You've probably heard me, you know, talking about the seven essential skills. Things like chords, strumming, scales, picking, arpeggios, ear training, all that kind of stuff. Now, those skills are transferable to either guitar, electric, acoustic, it does not matter. What does matter, though, when you move to the higher levels, when we start exploring things like lead guitar, tone control, effects, that's an electric guitar skill set. So you need electric guitar to be able to do that. And I talked about Lee a minute ago playing with his family at Christmas. He asked a question on a last Q&A, which was about Sweet Home Alabama, and he was finding the bend in Sweet Home Alabama difficult. And my response to his question was to get an electric guitar. You know, that is electric guitar song. And that's a prime example. There's just some techniques that aren't going to be using an acoustic, because an acoustic normally has a wound G string. So it doesn't move very well. And trying to get a good bend out of it is going to be really difficult. Again, not impossible, but it's going to be a lot harder. So that's a prime example of getting electric for that song. So in short then, you can absolutely start on acoustic and switch later if you want to. And I normally say, no, that's what we're probably going to want to do eventually. You probably want one of each. You want acoustic, you want electric, because you're going to be playing probably different styles of music. And obviously you want the electric for playing electric styles, acoustic for playing obviously acoustic styles. Many of our members do that. But when you get to those high levels, you will definitely need electric guitar. It doesn't have to be expensive. You go and check out like Facebook Marketplace, you go, you know, secondhand. People are selling guitars super cheap. Because as you'll know from previous episodes, 90% of people quit in the first year. So they buy the guitar, it sits in the corner, and after a few years, they just sell it. And they'll normally sell it quite cheap. So definitely check out, you know, eBay, place like that. You'll find a cheap guitar. For guys in the UK, if you go and check out the website gear4music.com, and that's gear and then fours in the number four, music.com, they've got some really good electric guitars. Over in the UK, there was a company recently that went bust, a big guitar shop. And Gear4 Music basically brought up their stock, and they're now selling guitars that original company that went bust was selling for £120. Gear4 Music are now selling for £50. So definitely go and check those out. Their Antiquity is the make. They probably ship all over the world, but I'm just saying it's acoustic guitars. So you might, the shipping might be more expensive than the guitar. Again, I don't know that. So definitely go and check it out. But just, I was recommending that to a few students the other day. So you don't have to spend a lot of money on an acoustic. You don't have to spend a lot of money on electric, but it's definitely going to help you having a bit of both. So next thing I'll talk about is what matters more than the type of the guitar you have. And here's the truth then. What matters far more than the type of guitar you have is how you practice and how consistent you are. So I've seen students make incredible progress on both acoustic and electric, and I've also seen people struggle on both. The real difference maker is having structure, guidance, and accountability. All the things we offer at Beginner Guitar Academy. So don't get stuck worrying whether you've got the right guitar. The right guitar is the one you actually play, the one you're actually going to pick up and you're going to have fun on. So guys, to wrap things up then. So both acoustic and electric guitars are great for beginners. Start with the one that excites you most. And yes, electric is probably going to be a little bit easier, but if you want to be learning acoustic styles, I'd go the route of acoustic. You can easily transition later. You know, the core skills are the same. And at Beginner Guitar Academy, you can start off on either type, but as you progress through levels, I do recommend getting that electric guitar later on if you do start on acoustic, because it's just going to be used in those higher levels. There's songs that will require it, there's skills that will need it, and techniques that you're not going to like trying to do on an acoustic. It's going to be a lot easier on electric. So guys, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. If you've enjoyed this one, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend who's perhaps just starting out and perhaps they're wondering if they should start with electric or acoustic. Hopefully this one will answer their questions. But remember, it doesn't matter whether you play acoustic or electric. What matters is that you play. So that's it for me this week, guys. So have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.